It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. This is your host, Evan Golden, Golden TV. We're here at the law offices of Berman & Berman, as always. Today, we are talking to two sisters. They are Instagram socialites. I don't know if that was the right word, but that's what I thought of, so that's what I'm going with here. They represent South Florida. They've been sliding my DMs to get on the show, so I finally answered them, and we have them here in-house. We have Jordan Bush and Rachel Bush in-house in the studio. Ladies, welcome. So, ladies, we appreciate you coming on into the studio. I want to learn a little bit more about Instagram. I heard that's a popular app and a popular social media site, and I heard you girls kind of figured out how to kind of take advantage of it. Is this accurate?
Yeah, there's a lot that can go on with Instagram, social media. You know, I really hopped on early. I was 17 when I kind of figured out the ropes of it and how to make my money and just brand myself, essentially.
Sweet. So we want to get to know kind of the ladies behind the Instagram today. So... people, you only get to see your pictures and what you post, and you girls both kind of keep it real and show everything, which is awesome.
Yeah, everything, but, like, what's still crazy about it is, like you just said, you only get to see, like, what we post, which is crazy because, like, that's only, like, still, like,
you don't see
80% of our life, probably. Not what we actually do, like, 24/7, but, like, 24/6.
So, like that 1% is like realistic, but it's not. Everything realistic.
You know, when I was 17, when I first started, everything bothered me, no comments, whatever. Now people don't even, like, say much anymore because it doesn't bother me, and they see, like, you know, if you don't let them see that it affects you, bothers you, then no one comments. People
block.
Don't get a reaction
block.
Out of you. Yeah, block. Block button.
So you girls are definitely taking advantage of the block button a lot.
Yeah.
All the time. You know, people are so, like, creepy, one, especially with my daughter now, weird. Like, I don't mind, like, come at me with the comments. Like I said, like, at a young age, I learned to, like, deal with it, like, nothing matters to me. Like, I don't get offended very easily at all. But I block a lot, yeah. Just for creepy comments mostly. No.
Let me ask you, you say, like, get offended. And one of our writers wrote in, they had a question. They want to know what you're feeling. Their boyfriends or husbands are getting mad at them. They don't want them to post revealing, provocative, but sexy pictures. But their significant other, their husband or boyfriend, is actually liking these same pictures that they don't want them to post. I need answers and feelings and just reactions on this.
So yeah,
what's the solution?
Yeah, when we first started, like, dating, like, Jordan obviously was my husband, Jordan. It gets really confusing, obviously, because Jordy's Jordan, yeah. Too. But my husband, Jordan, you know, would still like pictures and stuff. Now he's learned. I was actually, before I was coming in here, I was just scrolling through his likes to make sure he knows now. He's trained, but he doesn't do that anymore. But yeah, at first, you know, like, he never, when we first started dating, this is what I said to him. I said, this is what I do for a living. This is how I get paid. Like, it's not porn. Like, I'm posting bikini pictures, and you're going to either deal with it or you're not going to deal with it. You know, I'm very, like, boom, this is how it is. And you're either cool with it or you're not cool with it. And from the jump, that's what I said because I didn't want any problems in our relationship. And, you know, obviously I thought that was going to work, but it never worked. And he's always had problems with, like, the pictures that I post, bikini pictures. Mostly the comments, you know, once people start commenting things, it's like, and then you get, like, the ballers that start commenting things or the DMs, and that's what gets to him. And then he comments, I'm like, you don't have to post that. Like, you're married now. I'm like, yeah, I do. I told you from the jump this is how it was going to be. And, you know, but, like, the things with, like, going back to, like, the likes and other pictures, I hear that a lot. Like, I hear that. I see tweets about that. I hear that a lot. You know, like, your boyfriend will ask you to be one way, but we'll still be liking these pictures, you know, like,
no,
the same
that's
pictures.
So dumb.
I know, but, like, it 100% is. And, like, my thing is, you never change for a male. Never change for a male. You keep doing you keep doing that. And if he's going to ask you to, like, stop posting pictures but keep liking them, you never change.
That's
never
why
change.
That,
you don't,
yeah,
you don't do
that.
Right. Yeah, there you go, girls. I see you over there. Like, yeah, that's it.
Right now,
you're going through it? Yeah, don't
way
change ever for
wall.
A male.
So. Oh, trust me, I am.
Yeah, nope. Keep doing you, girl.
Well, the part that my heart kind of stopped at was that she's going on her husband's Instagram account and seeing who she's liking. So everything after that you said, that's all that my heart was starting beating faster and faster. That's
probably
an
too.
Oh, like, no. So he's cool with that? That's intense. Because sometimes you do an accident, like, it does happen.
Oh, we use the excuse. I actually didn't know the. You didn't. Shut up.
How many accident, like, how many mulligans do you get, like, on a fake double tap? Because it has, I've noticed, I'm like, wait, I never followed this person.
And yeah, no, I've done that.
So, you get, come on, you got to get.
I've never done that.
Oh, no, Rachel's not letting this one go by.
No.
Rach, come on.
I've never done that.
Damn, she's a tough cookie. Wow. So, going, wow, that's interesting. But, hey, that's what it is. Because, you know what, I'm in a relationship. I'm allowed to have virtual girlfriends, though.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not fair. You could write them. I'm not seeing them. I'm not touching them. It's just, it's words or air.
I'm going to throw that by my husband. Hey, I was on a podcast today, and he said, I'm allowed to have a virtual boyfriend. Let's see what he says. I'll come back and I'll let you know.
Well, you can't take it too far. Like, there's no, I don't know, can you sext? I don't know if you could sext. You can't send nudes, but.
So what do you do? Just conversate. Hey, how's your day going?
Just like thinking of you, missing you.
That's so interesting.
The word for it. Maybe we could start something like that. The virtual relationship. Hey, if that's the worst thing a significant other's going to do, we'll take it.
No, we don't take that.
Whoa.
What are your thoughts on it? Don't just sit there silent. Like.
Well, that's like liking.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Wait, so liking, that's cheating. See, liking another girl's.
See, that's like you're saying like a virtual like relationship, like liking someone's picture.
You just said the word relationship. That's cheating.
Like, yeah, what? Yeah.
But it's not like.
It's monogamy. Is she cool with that? Monogamy?
Jordan, you might be on my. Jordan, what's wrong?
She's just cutting me off.
Jordan, you might have my back on this, I feel like.
No, but it's like when, like, okay, you post a picture, like your bikini picture, and a guy likes it, that's like saying, like, they can like it, but they can't touch me. So that's where I'm getting it.
You're psycho.
Thank you, Jordan.
Not even close to the same.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's where, okay, whatever.
What's your nicknames for each other?
Call her Jordy.
Jordy?
Well, especially because
I call her a lot of words
names
that we can't say online, but on live podcast. But
you can say anything on this. We'll put the explicit mark on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
The one that
bitch ass.
That's what you call each other, bitch ass.
No, that's what she calls me all the time. That's her like go-to name.
No,
B A bitch ass. That's not that bad.
No. Oh.
The one that hits her soul deep is when I call her a cunt. But.
Ooh, that you must have did something dirty there.
Yeah, no, that pierces my heart. But it's
that's not. When you're grabbing like the outfit before she even got to post it and wear it or anything, and you're stealing it before her. That's when the C word comes out.
Yeah, she really gets offended. It hurts deep. That's not what I know.
That's
I'm trying
a
to
no-no
get to her.
Has what about like your husband's friends, teammates, other? I would think that other opponents, teammates that he's playing are like liking and writing stuff just to kind of mess with his head before a game. Do you deal with that?
You know, like. Time when he had a big injury a while back when he was playing for Cleveland, he got hit and was out for the rest of the season, like pretty early off. I was just like scrolling through randomly and I saw that the guy that hit him had actually been like in my DMs, like in my shit, and I'm like, yo, like, was this intentional, you know? It's never like, I'm never gonna like come at someone and say, yo, that was intentional, like you did that on purpose, but like it's just ironic how that happened.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was ironic. Can't think of another situation that just like fit that story perfectly, but you know, like it happens.
So it does happen.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think? What's up, Jordan?
Like,
what do you think about
his teammates? Are you talking about?
No, as she said, the guy that hurt the opponent that hurt him.
Titans player.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
No, it's mental warfare out there. Look, to me, the NFL athletes, these guys are all amazing athletes, but it's above the shoulders that's going to separate them, you know, to be successful. So you mess with their head, that's it. You're a Dolphins fan, though, right?
I mean, we're, like, from Miami.
Everyone
like,
always
here.
Asks me that. They're like, your brother-in-law plays for the Bills, so, like, Bills are your team, right? And I'm like, kind of has to be, like.
I don't know. You could root for a player, but not the team. Like, maybe, like, let's have him have 3 interceptions, sick game, fumbles, but they still lose to the Dolphins, or no? Because he'll be pissed.
I feel like we still got to be for the Bills now, though. Like,
we've met so many people on the Bills, like, you actually, like. It's not just Jordan. No.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like a family. Like, when you're up in Buffalo, like, it like Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia, their fan base is so crazy.
I love that.
Yeah, if I was for, like, another team, another person, another team for sure, they'd probably, like, go crazy.
They'll come after
I'd be
you.
Disowned. Yeah. Disowned by my Bills Mafia fan.
That's all they got up there. That's why.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
They're nut. That Bills Mafia is nuts there. You girls crazy. Don't go. You don't go into that, do you?
I smash into tables all the time.
Never
once
smashed
a
table.
I kind of want to.
We could do it now. I mean, I'm looking for a new table. This table keeps getting dusty, so.
It's a little hard.
Perfect
I don't think this is it. You need one of those ones that like collapse and fold.
Yeah, the legs.
Yeah, we need to have a prop
that
one.
It takes the shock off.
No, we've tailgated with them. They're crazy. Like shots out of like this bowling ball. Everyone does the same shot. I'm like, well, I'll pass on that. But I like ketchup and mustard. Yep, like squirt all over one guy like before a game. It's just crazy. Like the traditions they have and just the celebrations they do before and after. It's crazy.
Bills Mafia. They're gonna like that. They're gonna like your support. That's awesome. That's
fun. Bills Mafia.
We should plan like a big tailgate for the Dolphin Bills game down here.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Bills Mafia would go wild. They'd probably show up more than the Dolphins, hate to say it.
Yeah, the Dolphins tailgates, they're not what they once were now.
We went to the game this year, right?
Last year.
Yeah.
What was the biggest fight you two ever gotten with each other?
Me and Jordy.
Yeah.
Dang.
What did bitch ass and Jordy get in a big fight about?
I used to hide her teddy bear when we were little.
That's not the biggest fight we've ever been in. We're like five.
We don't.
That obviously like scarred her. She must have been really mean to you about that teddy bear that she still thinks about.
I was a little shithead.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Why are you being mean?
Do you hear her words?
No, she's definitely meaner now.
No, the biggest fight that we've gotten probably into recently, we get in them a lot, is when I don't like sleeping in my house alone, and she like stays with me because she goes to FAU. So if she's not home at a certain time, like, we actually get, like, really mean because I'm tired and she wants to stay.
We have two locks
out
on every single door, a deadbolt and a lock.
A hurricane.
And three dogs. No one's going to come in the house.
I just don't like sleeping alone. So she has a certain time she needs to be home by because I can't sleep.
What is her curfew?
Home. It depends. It's like
no, 2 you'll text me at, no, you'll text me at, like, 11 and be like, come home now. The dogs are barking.
Well, yeah, if I'm putting Alita to bed and you're not there, it's hard if the dogs are barking and I can't run downstairs.
Okay,
and run
see,
back
you're
up.
Not alone. You have three dogs and you have Alita.
See, this is what we do a lot. You hear this bickering. This is what she does.
What's the teddy bear's name?
That's Bearsy Bear.
Aw. Is still around? Still alive?
Yeah, I still have him.
At
yeah.
our home in
still
York.
Sleep with him?
No, I don't still sleep with him. He's at
maybe pass it down to the child.
But maybe.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Wash it a couple times. Sew some fluff
hey,
back
vintage.
Into
it. Vintage.
Yeah, it's vintage. I like that.
Another writer here. They got questions here, so let's ask this question. They want to know how many, always the same picture, how many D picks do you get a week? It's even worth answering. Skip that one if you want. Do you have an average number on that?
Jordy's Snapchat's public, isn't it?
No. Oh.
No,
I've learned the
it used
way.
To be all. Okay, so when I first started, when I was like her age, a little younger, like 17, I was in high school style. I used to get them all the time in my private, when my Snapchat wasn't on private. And I really don't get them. Sometimes I'll get them in Instagram. I still sometimes get them in Instagram.
See,
but like Snapchat was the go to for like the dick pics.
With Instagram, they do like the image is blurred for your protection.
Yep. And now
so
I see
that.
Oh, they! I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. They're over here shaking their head. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we know. See, it's
the interns know. You guys know this stuff. Jordan, they want to know, is your favorite fruit the watermelon and why?
The watermelon?
Yeah, watermelons and why.
That's interesting.
No?
I don't know where that came from. But
are you trying to think of that in like a dirty way? Just answer the question.
No, but why are they asking me that?
I don't, maybe it wasn't watermelons. I don't know. It was probably coconuts. I don't know. They made a mistake.
Okay, coconuts, that make more sense.
Why?
This is my picture with the coconuts.
Oh.
Yeah. No, actually, I probably like watermelon better.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's funny.
That's
okay,
great.
I get it.
Want to play the sentence game with me?
What's that?
Okay, we can only say one word. We're going to go in a circle, one word, and we have to keep this sentence going on and on.
Oh, this will be fun.
Okay, you got it?
Okay.
I'll start the word, and we'll just go in a circle. So it's just like that. It's so easy because Rachel
is
pretty,
but
Jordy
has
very
big boobs,
and
she likes
to
suck.
No.
You ruined it.
You're out. You get a strike.
You
one strike. No, you get three strikes in baseball, so.
All right, so that's it. Your first strike's out. So we'll try.
Jordan's
hey, I love players. How you flipped it on your sister, though. That was
no,
good. Hey, I'm giving.
I'm
hey,
I said
game.
No.
She flipped. She flipped it right. She flipped it right away to you. That was good.
Okay, but is no not a word?
Hmm?
Well,
like,
I don't know if that was
a
complete sentence.
It doesn't
matter.
No, he just said you have to say
no.
a word.
No, you have to keep the sentence going. It has
yeah,
to make sense. It has to be grammatically correct. Is actually
now
the
you
part
know,
of the
no
game.
Excuses.
Yeah. We
yeah,
make plays here, not excuses. One
yeah.
strike, okay? Two more and you're out of the game forever.
Okay, everyone just keep attacking me
forever.
Well, just don't mess up. It's not that hard. Just say a word that makes sense.
Okay.
You want to play again? Round two?
Yeah.
Game. All right, here we go. It's called the sentence. The sentence game. Yeah, we're going to reverse it. We're reversing it now.
Okay.
We're going to reverse it. Ready?
Okay.
Jordan.
Likes.
To.
Play.
With.
Big.
Harry.
Nice.
She lost again.
I'll give her a strike.
That continues.
Rach, would you give her a strike on that?
I'd give her a strike.
It's not grammatical.
To play with big, nice.
I said Harry, actually.
Harry, big, nice.
No, that's too many, like, adjectives.
Yes, it does. It's adjectives explaining something.
No, wow, only one more out and then you're out of the game. Okay. Don't mess up this time.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go back this way, okay?
Okay.
It's so easy, okay? Ready?
Okay, let me just...
Yeah, take a sip. Get fresh.
Get hydrated.
Okay, go.
There we go. Water is the essence of moisture. Do you feel rejuvenated?
Yes.
One more strike and you're eliminated.
Wow. There's balls, too.
No, this is out. Actually, we're not doing strikes. We're doing outs. There's no strikes. This is out. So you have two more outs.
Okay,
let's play the game again. It's called the sentence game. Say one word. Only say one word. Keep the sentence going as long as you can and be grammatically correct. We're playing the sentence game with the Bush sisters. Who will prevail? Who will win? We'll find out right now on Golden TV. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Jordan.
Is.
No.
Oh, she's out. That's it. That's it. Thank you for playing the sentence game. Thank you for playing the sentence.
No.
Now,
if you're losing, I get to go first. So I was losing, so...
We kept reversing it. We're actually going on to the next topic, which is who's smarter, blondes or brunettes, which I don't think we have to cover because of that game.
No.
Yes, 100%. You know, they have that saying, what... Oh, shit, we got, like, three blondes in
here. Yeah, no, I'm not
really blonde. Yeah,
we're fake.
Okay. Yeah, she's fake, too. It's okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go.
No, if you were born, like, bleach blonde...
If you die, you're
now
blonde every other week.
You're fake. You're born a brunette. And you're
just
like black right now.
But I'm in the brunette bases, so.
No.
So if you did no coloration to your hair at all, would it be similar to that color?
Mm. Look at her roots.
Yeah. Whatever color my roots are.
Go ahead, pull them back. Show the truth.
No, I have my headphones on. Leave me alone.
Anyways.
See, I don't see that stuff. I just see people's energy and their aura and their passion.
Not their
and
hair
their soul.
Roots.
I don't see hair roots.
Okay, that's good.
I don't see hair roots.
Perfect.
Olga from the Maui Spa is calling me for my pedicure. I know about it.
Oh.
Olga gives the best pedicure ever.
You better pick that up.
It's all right. She knows. She knows. She knows.
Why is she calling you? Is this your online relationship?
Olga?
Yeah.
No,
she rubs my bunions. We have a special relationship.
I thought you said no touching.
Well, this is not a virtue. She doesn't even have social media. She's a 70-year-old like woman.
Yoga.
Yeah, she's an older woman.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
It's cool. Although the older women do prefer me.
Okay.
You like them? Like the cool ones?
Well, I think if I was single and looking for a woman, I would prefer an older woman than a younger girl.
Yeah, why is that?
They don't get as jealous. They're confident. They know what they want in life.
Or they're probably just cheating on you too. Just, like,
well, it's not about. We didn't talk about like relationships and all this type of stuff like that. This was more of like just a physical type of. They probably are actually.
No, I think that's what it is. As you get older, you just don't give a f anymore. You know, you're kind of just like eh.
I don't.
You've been through a lot.
The only form of exercise I do is sex. That's the only form. That's the only time I sweat. Every Sunday morning, I put the coat hanger on the door. My kids know not to come to the hat door. We're doing
Stop.
Laundry, and that's our Sunday.
And Sundays.
Yeah.
Only on
Why
Sunday.
I'm just kidding. We can squeeze it in a couple of times. We try to get the quickies in.
Oh,
how many kids do
I'm
you
trying
have?
To just convince that like quickies are good. The problem is I just have premature ejaculation. But I'm trying to be like, everyone's doing the quickie right now. I already got her sold on the dad bod. I did that first. I was like, muscles are so out right now. It's like all they care about is muscles and themselves, their vein. I'm like, I care about
the dad
you.
Bod.
Yeah, so I got the dad bods are in. Now I'm just trying to convince her that the quickie is like is it?
That's it.
Yeah. But she's like, I didn't get to do it. I didn't climax. Hold on. We're not going there. So We have children.
How many children do you have?
Two.
Two.
Well, one is definitely mine. The other one, like, does not look like me at all.
That's Jordy in our family. She's the black sheep.
Wow, thanks.
Do you think that there was, like, a pool boy that came over and slipped one in there?
Well, here's the thing. She looks like my dad. She doesn't look like my mom, but
yeah,
my mom
okay,
carried
so,
her, so.
Okay,
so there's something wrong here.
That might be the issue. That's funny.
Okay, whatever.
It's
because I'm... Whatever.
Hey, you have thick skin, though, because she picks on you a lot,
Yeah, I know. Remember when I said she's the mean one now? 100%.
No, if only you saw the real Jordy. At home Jordy. When no one's listening and watching Jordy.
Well, be real on this show. You got to keep it 100, girl. You want to get punished? I'll start spinning that chair. Get you all dizzy. Get you speaking the truth.
Yeah. No.
No. No. Who is the first guy you French kissed? What's his name? Let's find him right now on social media.
Oh, let's do this.
No, the first guy you fresh can. What's his name? What's him?
Andrew?
Don't worry. She's up next. Don't worry.
Joel?
I don't know this, Andrew.
You answer this.
Okay. No, that's with weird.
I'm going to thinking about mine right now.
What do you mean you're not going to say? We want.
Okay, but I don't.
She's making. We need the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. Okay, you're not, Joel.
Oh, so you're using fake names on the show?
That's a real one.
Yeah.
She's been in like a 4-year relationship. All right,
listen. Every person knows the first person that they finally touched tongues with. I want to hear who you did that with, the name.
I can't remember because I mentally
didn't think it was Andrew.
Wow, I can't believe she
walked out Andrew.
Wow. Can't believe Jordan won't admit this.
Yeah, Jordy.
No, I said I'm trying to remember.
You don't remember this?
No.
Don't you have like the list of every guy and what base you went to? Doesn't every girl have that list?
I had a list. Jordan deleted the list.
Not me.
My husband.
You
had a list?
I had a list.
Jeez,
how many pages was it?
No,
this is like a DM list. All my famous guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when I was younger, I had a list of that.
What was it? Their phone numbers?
No, just who was in my, like, DMs, you know? I had a list.
So you can just keep tabs on them?
Sometimes if I get bored.
What celebrities have DM'd you besides the king, LeBron James?
Oh, God.
Oh,
let's name drop. Let's name drop.
That was it.
Don't want to talk about it, but we're going to do it anyway.
But you're going to pull up the DMs.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything sexual, though, or anything. He's just like, what's up, mama? Maybe he's trying to cast you in Space Jam, too.
Oh. Hey, what's up?
DM's still there.
That's not.
Doesn't care.
Let me see the DM.
That was edited.
It doesn't look like
I'm on Instagram. I'm
kidding.
I'm texting me too, but.
Wait, but it's not like he's saying, hey, it's not sexual. Like, maybe he just wants to build a friendship with you.
Yeah. That's I really don't want to talk about that. Yeah. You know, I was in a relationship too, and it was just. I was pregnant, like it was just not. I didn't know I was pregnant, but like.
That's still. When Jordan was with Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Jordan was in Cleveland.
Yeah, and
my
people
husband
were like
at the time.
Trying to kill you.
People were trying to kill him, like they were obsessed with LeBron. So I was like, "Yo, I'm out."
Because he wasn't.
And like the crazy thing
phone.
Was, like, if I told you the whole story, which would literally take like just solid 20 minutes, like it wasn't even me. Like my manager had, I had a backup Instagram account at the time too, and my manager got a hold of it and ate the shit up, and he posted it on my Instagram, on my backup Instagram, which I didn't even have access to. And he just totally used and abused me. I actually went to, like, I had to go to the police and everything after that. After that all came out because that I saw his true colors. And I've been through a bunch, probably like 2 shitty managers since then that, like, just are out for the money and, like, exploit my name. But so it wasn't even me. He had, like, all my accounts, you know, posted the screenshots. But, like, now because of that, like, I still deal with that shit. Like, oh, it's fake. I'm like, it's not fake. But, like, I wouldn't do that. And, like, you know, like, that's bad publicity. I do think there's such a thing as bad publicity. And I don't
of course.
Want publicity, so I don't want to talk
Rachel,
about
you've
it.
Rachel, you've been, though, I feel like you've been through, like, a lot already. Like, you've been through, like.
Oh, my God.
How do you stay, like, so, because you're so, like, positive and you're funny and you're, like, it seems like you're not, you kind of, like, didn't let it affect you. Which is hard.
100% no. You know, and I'm so young, so I'm so glad I learned my lessons young, like, with the manager, with situations like that, you know? I would never, like, just post that to, like, post it. I 100%, like, on everything. I knew who LeBron James was. I just thought he was, like, retired. I didn't even know that I was going to his game court sign that night. Like, I was retarded when it came to, like, basketball. Oh, my God. So, like, I was just out of the loop, you know? But I just stay, like, I've learned my lessons, I think, and because of, like, the lessons I've learned with, like, people and situations and all that, it's just so easy for me to stay positive now. Just there's always a positive side. There's always a bright side, you know? Like, I just find that, like, I'm the only one that's going to control my mood, you know? Like, I just stay positive. I'm happy all the time. Like, I'm so blessed. Like, just living my life.
Good for you. It's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
What do you think of, they want to know, I got a question here. They want to say, what's her opinion on the Call Her Daddy girls, this podcast? Call Her Daddy. Are you a fan of this show? Are you a fan of this show? Do you like Call Her Daddy's girls?
You know what? Like, so when, like, another, like, that whole scandal came out with, like, the cheating and whatever during my relationship, they, like, commented on it, and it's just kind of like, I don't, it's part of, like, who I am, and Barstool said this to me when I was on a call with them, and it's like, being who you are, like, as a public figure, you kind of invite that into your life. Like, people commenting on, like, the parts that they don't know, like, everything. And it's true. And it's just sometimes I forget that, like, I don't agree with it, and I'll never be okay with people commenting on my life because they don't see the full story. They don't know the full story. They see what's written and they jump off of that. And they go off of that, you know? And, like, honestly, 90% of it isn't true. They'll throw, like, and they'll, like, twist your words, or, you know, like, you know how it works. But it's just crazy because if you're not in, like, public figure shoes or someone who's, like, huge, you don't see how people are writing or, like, you don't see the lies that they make. Everything, they just twist and twist and twist. So it's like, those girls, I think, were just trying, you know, to get a come up and using my name, you know, off of that. And that situation was pretty big at the time, you know. They did that, and it's just, like, my comment back to them, my problem was with that. Like, you don't know anything about that story. You don't know anything about me, you know. Like, why would you just embarrass yourself just for, like, views, you know. Like, commenting on something that literally just made you look so idiotic because you don't know what happened. Everything you said was so far from the truth. It's just embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed if I was speaking on someone, you know, like, that I didn't know, one, personally. Like, you will never hear me speak on someone I don't know because I never know the full story anymore, you know.
Good for you.
And that's something that I've learned, like, over the years, you know. Like, I judged, say, like, LeBron when, because I knew he was married and knew he had kids after. But, like, you never know anymore. Like, obviously, that was still a weird situation. I still judge. But, like, I won't publicly say, like, hey, I don't agree with this or judge them because you never know their story. You never know. You're not in their shoes, you know? So I don't judge anyone anymore. Like, you'll never hear me do that. And it's just, I feel like people haven't learned those lessons yet. And I think it'll come back around to them, people like that. Just don't speak on other people you don't know. You don't know the story. You're not in their shoes, you know? And just for the views, especially, like, that's embarrassing. Like, I'd be embarrassed, like, talking on somebody I didn't know, and then, like, oh, just embarrassing. That's my take on those girls. I don't want to talk much on it.
Let's not give them any more airtime since they pretty much admitted that they're just trying to boost their clout through
exactly.
your name.
Exactly. And then just to come back and speak on me again, and, like, it's like, what are you doing? Just, like, just stop. It's embarrassing. Just stop.
When are they having you as a guest on the show?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When am I invited? Am I going to get paid for this? Using my name? Shit.
Wow. Hey, like you said, that is part of being kind of just a public figure in the eye. So I'm glad that you have the right attitude with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that should be inspiring for a lot of girls because, listen, most people, if they're commenting online or anything social media, what's the percentage? Isn't it usually negative? Most people are usually not giving props. No. They're trying to find that one thing that they could take a dig in. They're zooming in.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's like internal issues, you know? Like they wish they could be that or they have their own problems, you know? And it's just like, everyone's looking for something negative online. Everyone's looking for that flaw, like all that picture.
But it's
where it's
so
like,
annoying.
Oh, she's like, right now, like, I'm probably going to get comments because I look like washed out with my makeup. But.
Jordan, what's your perfect man?
That's a good question, yeah.
Let's hear it.
They got to be tall. It's number one.
Yeah, she's tall.
Yeah, I'm 5'9", so they have to be taller than me. No. What's your
poor answer?
I didn't ask her. Ask you.
Boyfriends weren't taller than you. But
yeah, I know.
That's why they're ex-boyfriends.
They have to have a nice smile. The smile's huge. Personality's huge, too.
Finally, I've been waiting for something that's not... Man, height.
Okay, height's huge.
Is it really that big?
No,
of a
it's
difference?
Not. You're...
Thank you.
I know he said they're ex. Okay, like,
Jordan, let's talk some sense. Rachel, I mean...
Okay, like, for me, obviously, I would never date a guy shorter than me. Just,
okay, see?
But I'm short, so I...
No, that's how you can't do that with the heels you girls wear. We know the rules.
I'm 5'5", so I'm a good size.
Yeah, you
my
can
heels,
wear
but
heels
she's got that
you
issue.
Want.
Are you girls Eskimo sisters? Do you know what that is?
No, we are not.
Definitely not.
What does that mean? That you...
I keep it classy is how we do that. It's the only answer.
Why? You said you answered that before I even finished it.
It is, 100%. I know that we're not. She's... my baby, and I take care of her, and I take care of myself. Like,
my
hell
baby.
No. Hell no, I'd never let that happen.
Good for you. Just keep it real.
But,
damn. What's next for you, Jordan? What kind of opportunities you got coming? What do you want to do next? Excited to hear.
Jordan.
I mean, Rachel. Sorry. Rachel, tell me what opportunities.
Like,
sorry.
Graduate college.
We got you.
That's
fine. Rach, what do you got coming up next?
Oh, geez. A lot in life. We just finished swim week. I'm, like, still, you know, I didn't do my full phase because, like, I didn't have time. Like, I slept in till, like, God, what time are we?
Yeah, you were answering my question.
Yeah, I slept in today, so I was a little late. That's why we were here. Didn't have time to do my phase, you know. But, like, we got done with swim week. That was exciting. Really busy. I have a lot of my own personal projects. Just formed my own LLC, so we got, like, a lot of new products coming soon, you know. Like we said, using that Insta fame, branding off that, you know. Formed our own company. We got another product dropping soon. A lot of fun stuff.
Good stuff.
Make me money.
What do you think of the Kardashians?
You know, like, make the money. Like, do what you gotta do. Like, I think it's, I don't know. Like, me and Jordy are just, like, more natural. I mean, like, I don't know. there's a lot that could be said on that, you know?
I mean, like, they're being smart with their social media,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're very Kylie smart, Jenner's, you know, branding, I give them so much credit for that, like, the way they went about their business, but that's a very broad question. What do you mean, like, what do I think about them? What do I think about what they've done?
The question said, tell her she looks like a Kardashian, so I changed the question, just from the viewers' questions in.
No, I think they're gorgeous. I think, obviously, a lot of work has gone in there, but into that, but obviously, like, good for them. Good for them, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I don't really follow the Kardashians. I just obviously see her on
Instagram. I know, it's always hard. I feel like they're everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
they're everywhere.
If you, even if you don't follow,
can't
like,
avoid that Kardashian craze at all.
Yeah, no.
Any Instagram tips for maybe some potential Instagram models that want to be Insta-famous? What do they got to do? What's the key? Is there a secret to it?
I mean, like, I feel like people... Okay, obviously it's the obvious, like, you post your butt. People like your butts. You know, it's all, like, the booty, what you got going on. But, like, deeper than that, like, how you're going to get a following, that's going to get you some followers, you know? And then, like, deeper than that, like, it's a personality thing. Like, when you show that you're, like, fun, you know, like, natural is a huge thing, too. Like, you know, just, like, fun, outgoing. Like, it's a personality thing. People are attracted to personality. And it took me, like, I had my probably, like, 2 years where I went, like, I strayed away from that. And, you know, I kind of wasn't, like, who I was and, like, who we grew up as and was, like, you know, like, got all
See,
that attention
you got your
from
base
the first
following
place.
Off the butt, and then now you kind of...
Yeah, but, like, now, like, it's just, for me, to, like, continue growing that following, people are attracted to, like, naturalness, personality, you know, like, fun, like, spirit. Like, it's, I've learned that the hard way, you know, like...
The butt
gotta,
will only get you so far.
Exactly,
you got to see inside. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, you got to be you, 100%. You got to be you, and, like, if you're, like... great person as is, like, it'll just come, you know.
Cool. And I think the Bush sisters are themselves, which is really cool, and that's why we wanted to bring you on, that, you know, they only maybe get to see the butts or the coconuts, and now they got to see inside the Bush sisters' souls, passion. So I like your attitude, and you want everyone to be successful and win, which is going 100%. To just come back and have you guys both you ladies be successful as well. So
100%.
Yeah. All right. Hands in. Bush on three. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Bush. That's the Bush girls. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Talk Golden Timmy from the lofts of Berman and Berman. Follow the Bush sisters on Instagram, Rachel Bush, and of course her sister Jordan Bush. Is that right? Jordan Bush. You got a thing underneath it, right?
Underscore.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man, you get me confused with that. Jordan Bush underscore. Buy her real handle.
I know. We were thinking.
Come on, get this deal done. Get the deal done. We appreciate both your times. I look forward to having you back on the podcast again. We have more to discuss. Sure. South Florida in the house. But again, if you're watching, viewing, listening, subscribe, like, share, do all that fun stuff. It helps me bring on people like this to the show, guests. So, Bush sisters, you rule. Till next time, Golden TV is out of here. Talk Golden to me.